Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Business. It's bad business. Bad business. No. Making the Patriots, if the Patriots feel like they're getting better, that's bad business.
You're doing business with your heart.
Yes.
He can't do business like that.
Incorrect. Dana White's doing business with his heart. He's got an island.
No, he's not. He's doing business with his pocket.
Nah, I feel like this is heart. I feel like this is a pride game for Dana White. That's why he's got an island.
Pride game?
Pride game.
Well, yeah, it's a pride game because he said he was going to have it. And now he just doesn't want to be wrong. So Team Petty is strong in him.
Can I ask you something? You tell me when Chris Greer hangs up that phone and tells Brian Flores, hey, B-Flo. Hey, what's up, CG? Just got a second-round pick for Rosen. He goes, oh, damn, bro. How did you pull that off? We didn't even play him last year. He goes, New England called. They came a call and offered a second pick. You did what? No! No!
Keep in mind, hey, it's a late second-rounder.
Don't care.
All right.
Don't care. Don't care.
All right.
Second round pick. And you're gonna allow Bill Belichick to waltz off the phone happy. He just lost Tom Brady. He's up against the ropes.
He's gonna be happy?
He's up against the ropes. He's got no options.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think anybody has seen enough of Josh Rosen to be able to determine whether he's gonna be a starting quarterback?
I don't think that they have.
But okay, so you give up the second rounder.
No. Not for that. Not to them. All right? If Detroit comes calling, we could have a talk. All right? If Detroit wants Josh Rosen, have at it. If anybody else comes a calling, okay, that's fine. But for them, no. No. Can't do it. Ooh, somebody hit you with the Tannehill argument, Leroy. Matt Stafford isn't the problem in Detroit, Leroy. He has had the least help in running yards per game of any quarterback since he's entered the league, and usually a crappy defense to boot. If he were in New England or Pittsburgh, we'd view him much differently. Woo-hoo!
Hey.
Boxton.
By the
Tannehill.
Way.
I call that
by
Tannehill.
The way. He just by the way.
He
just, by the
he,
way.
He just did what you did
to me. I have been saying that for years. That fight no longer exists. Okay, let it go. You're dealing with nincompoops down here. They don't understand that theory because they can tell. All the people down here can tell. Not the guy. Can't get you over the hump. Right? That you say about Tannehill?
Yep.
When I can pretty much guarantee you, with the defense and the running game you've been putting on the field, no quarterback's getting you over the hump.
Dexter writes in, calm down, Peacock. Is that addressed to me?
Yes, of course it is.
If you believe in your team and their assessment of Rosen, then it would be good business to poison your enemy. No, no. Because I don't know if he's poison. We just think that he might be fine. And I don't want fine going into that den of evil and wondering what they could turn him into. You pass.
And not to mention a second round pick for the pass. Like I said, it's damn near a third round pick.
Look. Let Bill Belichick do something like trade a second-round pick for Gardner Minshew. You feel much better about it, wouldn't you? And you're like, oh, that could have been our second-round pick. Nah, you'd be like, all right, good. They got the mustachioed wonder. Good for them. You just move on.
You're scared. Here's what happens. Everybody's scared.
You're right.
Because you don't quite know. No.
That's
Here's
okay.
why. Because you don't quite know what Josh Rosen is. And that scares you.
You're right. You're right. I'm okay with that, though. You know, fear keeps us alive sometimes. It's important.
No, people aren't scared of this coronavirus because nobody's staying at home.
Texter writes in, great 15 minutes of heat. Go to hell. Oh, I diverted once? You think I don't give you enough heat talk? Are you effing kidding me?
Tomorrow, the heat talk's going to be even better because we're going to talk to Dr. Patrick Kearney. Kenny.
Yeah. By the way, that guy's banned, that texter, for complaining.
Really?
He's banned for sass. He's banned for sass. Congratulations, texter.
Banned.
We're back after this. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on the ticket. The text show 67974.
Little Culture Club.
Yep. Want to give a little, speaking of culture, heat culture, want to give a little shout out to Myers Leonard for raising $70,000 in his gaming marathon. Also, want to give a shout out to Adam Simon for turning down the Bulls temptation. Heat culture.
Man, at some point it's going to be about getting paid.
I'm sure he got paid yesterday. I'm sure Ryle's caught up with a... And he says, hey, listen, don't go to that bleep show. All right? You keep finding me these gems. You keep finding me Kendrick Nunn. You keep finding me Tyler Hero, Bam Adebayo. You do your thing. All right, beautiful. What's it going to take? What's it going to take? And he stayed. He's like, what am I going to do? Go deal with Lauri Markkanen as a headache? No thanks. Pass. So, shout out to those guys for sticking around. And... that's what we got going, man. I know Windhorse was on Get Up yesterday, said there's growing pessimism that the NBA will not return. Knock it off, Windhorse. Stop telling me about bad things. You know, go get an eye. Why can't we go get one of them basketball islands like Dana White? You know, just play all the games on an island.
Really?
I'm for that. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
You think there'd be more? Here, question.
Yep.
If a major sport, football, basketball, baseball, to some extent hockey, if they were to do the same thing that Dana was doing, you think there may be more public outrage?
Yes.
Okay.
100%. It's looked upon as an underground sport as it is. It's a sport that wasn't even legal in New York 5 years ago. Like, it's just going basically back to its grassroots, to be honest with you. It's like a fish to water.
Trigon.
Trigon. We have a poll out. If Bill Belichick offered the Dolphins a second-round pick, would you want them to trade Josh Rosen to the Patriots? 81% of the vote says yes. You guys are crazy. Shout out to my guy, Cloudy Mind, who says, I ain't giving them bleep. I remember Wes Welker. Hell no. This guy knows, man.
Wes Welker?
Yep.
Jeez. It's funny because you say that. But nobody felt that way when he left.
No, yeah, you're right. Didn't. You're right. Stop. No, you're right. He was just a punt returner.
Right. So now all of a sudden we go back and say, oh, we gave up. Get out.
Yeah. Well, that's got to be a lesson. You have to learn from the past.
Just going to hold. You can't hold on to all players who don't help your team because you don't want them to go somewhere else. Then use them.
Why? What's the big deal? If Adam Gase can have like 9 quarterbacks, why can't the Dolphins have 3?
Oh, boy.
Because if the plan is this year that Tua's not going to play, let's just say it's Tua for Pete's and giggles. If the plan is not to play Tua this year, assuming there's a football season, then if Ryan Fitzpatrick, in the crazy scenario that his 40-year-old body gets hurt, then you go to Rosen. You don't go to Tua. You let Tua continue to bake. Texter writes in, UFC on an island sounds like Mortal Kombat for me, and I'm all for it. Here's Dana White. This was him last night with ESPN's Brett Okamoto describing what is going to be happening at this island.
So this place where this fight's going to be on April 18th, I have locked up for 2 months. So I'm going to continue to pump fights out. I've also secured an island. I've got an island. The infrastructure is being built right now. We're going to do all of our international fights on this island. So when April 18th, when we do this fight on April 18th, international and local, you know, in the United States, we're going to start cranking. The UFC will be back up and running internationally and here in the States.
So April 18th, UFC 249. So literally April 25th, you could have an event.
We are. We're going back to back to back. We're just, we're getting back into our regular schedule. Mm-hmm. So we will have postponed three fights. We'll make all these fights up and we'll be right back on schedule starting April 18th.
And are those cards already together, or is that those cards are under construction?
Under construction, yeah. We're working on them now.
How about transport? How are you planning on getting these fighters to your secret location?
So what we're going to do is we're going to get the fighters somewhere and we're going to bring them to this location. They won't know where they're headed to.
Okay. Like maybe they'll collect like geographically, like if some of them are closer.
Yeah, we're working on it right now. But there's going to be, you know, definitely some planes involved and things like that, especially for this island when we pull off the island.
Oh my God. It just sounds so crazy.
You know what it sounds like? No. Come on. Come on, man. Really? Are you falling for this?
Yes.
Man, you that big mouth bass that everybody dreams of. There's no way.
I mean, it does sound a little bit like the plot to Mortal Kombat. I'm not going to lie. It does sound a little bit like the plot to Mortal Kombat. It sounds like Dana White was spending a night of online gambling, maybe getting into the whiskey, and then all of a sudden Mortal Kombat came on television. And they're on the island ready to fight for their lives. And then all of a sudden he's like, boom, that's it. Get me that island. So he calls up, you know, Greg the intern. He goes, get me all the listings of island and all of the oceans.
And he only needed to call one person.
Who?
Ja Rule. Ask him how that worked out.
I guess
Ask him how that worked out.
What was it, the great Ja Rule quote from that documentary where he says, it wasn't fraud, it was false advertising. sorry, Mr. Rule. Didn't know that we went down the wrong path there. My bad.
So you're falling for this.
Let me get this straight. Like, can I just ask this?
Sure.
Everybody has phones, right? So am I to believe that all the fighters have to give up their phones? Because can't a phone place you where you are anywhere in the world if you have a certain mechanism to it? Again,
the fact that you fell for this nonsense and now you're starting to think, well, it can't be a secret location.
Unbelievable. Dana White is working with Ja Rule to make it happen. Firefight. So, that's what it is.
So, question tomorrow, are we going to take questions? Or are we going to open the phone lines?
Or
are we just going to talk to him?
I would say, well, if it's at the end of the show, which 9:30 is, I would say we should probably just take questions throughout the show and you pick some good ones that you like.
Okay. All right.
That's the way cool. I would go. That's cool. The way I would figure it out. Are you ready to learn? Is that what you're excited about?
Not well. I've already talked to the people over there and asked them a bunch of questions. So, you know, my whole thing is that everybody's not as aware. You know, we all hear. Like, sometimes turn on your TV and get an information. The information is always dependent on who's giving it. Yep. It's not necessarily the information. And that sucks. Right? Because the story, when you turn on the TV, it should all be the same. It shouldn't be slanted one way or another. It should be, here are the facts of this situation. Here's what we need to do. Boom, boom, boom. Let's get through this. But it's not like that. So sometimes you need to just talk to the people on the front lines, the people that are actually dealing with it, so that you can get a better idea of what we're dealing with and what to do and how to handle it and what are the most important things that we need to deal with to get through this. Because I would imagine for me, just thinking about this whole situation, that we're not going to get through this until we get a vaccine. So there's going to be people that are going to have COVID-19 until we're able to get some type of vaccine. And then, even when that comes, they're not going to be able to get enough vaccines out. And we're going to have this whole, you know, song and dance again with the vaccine.
You think whoever comes up with the coronavirus vaccine, like, are they going to get all the Instagram ass models that they want?
No, it's probably going to be the same people that do the flu shots, because that's what they study all year round.
Yeah, but
it's not going to be some random. It's not going to be some random.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, I see some of the ladies that Kyle Kuzma gets, and the COVID-19 vaccine finder deserves way more Instagram ass models than Kyle Kuzma does. Let's be honest.
Correct. I would agree. I would agree. We should be praising the people that save lives more than the people that dunk and shoot threes.
Right.
Or the people that score touchdowns.
I'm not talking about Giannis. Like, Giannis, obviously, he deserves plenty of the old IAGs.
But, he's done. He's done. He just had a kid. You can't say that now.
Whatever. You know, somebody of his ilk. You know, Kevin Durant, right, if you will. Right. Kuzma, though, right, send all the Kuzma ass models to the COVID-19 guy. What's up, you guys, tomorrow?
The top notch. They don't deserve the top notch, but the right, second tier.
Second tier. Yeah. So the ones that have like hundreds of thousands of followers instead of millions, that goes to the COVID-19 guy, not Kuzma. Enough of Kuzma.
Right.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. See ya.
This is nonsense. How can you get excited about this? Going backstage for Madonna, let me tell you, everybody was naked.
Moving on, Discovery ID is set to release a Tiger King sequel series, which investigates the disappearance of Carol Baskin's husband, Don Lewis. Are you in, Leroy?
Of course I'm in. She has to go to jail.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.